Join us today for Saints and Sinners as we explore the history of saints and their walk from sinner to sainthood, especially those who walked the path of addiction. Let us not forget that every saint has a past and every sinner a future. Your hosts are Father Doug McKay and Ken Johnston.
And good afternoon and welcome to Saints and Sinners. Your host, Ken Johnston, and my good friend, Father Douglas McKay. Hello, Father.
Hello, Ken. Always a blessing to be with you and all of our listeners.
Amen. We want to praise and thank God for all of our listeners. Thank you for all that you do for us here at In His Sign. Also, a special thank you to Frank, our engineer today. Came in on short notice. We'll get to that reason why in a minute. But Father McKay and I are part of Our House Ministries, a ministry that works with the addicted and anyone else that comes to us. You can learn more about the ministry at ourhouseministries.org. We're also available to come out and speak at your parish or other group. Just get in touch with us through the Our House Ministries website or through Maureen here at In His Sign. I mentioned that Frank's pinch hitting today is our engineer. Unfortunately, Patrick and I think Patrick left 10 or 15 minutes after I did from Grace Ferry this afternoon and was involved in a car accident. Patrick's okay physically, a little shook up spiritually and emotionally. He's had a tough week, and he's going to be fine. The car may not be, and but cars are replaceable. So we just ask that you keep Patrick in prayer as muddles through all these things that seem to be coming at him all at once, and it just seems like that's the way life happens sometimes. And I talked to him just for a few minutes right after the accident. He was still there, and pretty upset. And the first question is, why is all this stuff happening all at once? And so I just ask you to keep Patrick in prayer that he'd be okay physically, emotionally, spiritually, and get some relief from the various attacks that he's undergone these past few days.
I was talking to him too, Ken, and yeah. I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah.
The car can be replaced, he can't.
That's right.
But I told him, read the book of Job. I'm going to call him Job for now on everything that's happening.
Yeah.
But only God knows. But he's protected, though. He didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
He's physically, and the person that was hit also in the accident, she's okay. So thank God for those blessings.
Amen. All right, I do have a handful of announcements before we get started here today. The first one is, most people, hopefully you know by now, that on Friday, March 25th, not only is it the Feast of the Annunciation of Our Lord, but Pope Francis will also be consecrating the world in general, and Ukraine and Russia in particular, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And he's asked the bishops all around the world to do the same. And so on this Friday, March 25th at 12 noon at the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul, Bishop Nelson Perez, along with Most Reverend Boris Gudziak, the Metropolitan Archbishop for Ukrainian Catholics in the United States, will offer Mass at the Cathedral. The Ukrainian Archbishop will preach the homily. Again, that's going to be at noontime at the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul in Center City. You can also watch it online a couple different ways. On Facebook, the Archbishop Perez has his own feed, as well as the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Both will be broadcasting the Mass live over Facebook. And you can also watch it on the Archdiocese Vimeo account. To get that link, the easiest way is to go to the Archdiocesan website at archphila.org. It's A-R-C-H-P-H-I-L-A. .org, archphila.org. And if you click on news and then press releases, there's a couple ahead of it. The third one down as of right now. If you open that up, it's got the links to the Vimeo video in addition to the Facebook live videos that will be happening. Also on there is actually the prayer that the Holy Father, Pope Francis, intends to use on Friday. Also, I would check your local parishes as well. I know St. Gabriel's in Grace Ferry, 29th and Dickinson. Father Foley will be offering Mass at noon on Friday as well. So it's you know, a twofer in that, you know, you can celebrate the Annunciation of our Lord in addition to playing a role in this consecration of the Ukraine, Russia, and the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. What else is going on? Saturday, busy day if you want it to be. In the morning, it's the Saturday, or it's the Philadelphia Pro-Life March. Things will get underway at 8:30 with Mass again back at the Cathedral, Saints Peter and Paul. That's 8:30 Mass. At 9:30, there'll be a pre-march prayer and praise rally outside of the Cathedral. And then at 10:30, the march will start, and they will process from the Cathedral towards the Philadelphia Women's Center, where over 6,500 abortions are performed each year. They'll go past the Women's Center and then end up at the Independence Mall Visitor Center. And there'll be a number of speakers on hand for that as well. So that's going to be on Saturday morning, this Saturday, March 26th, 8:30 Mass, 9:30 pre-march prayer and praise, 10:30 the march starts, and noon will be the Rally for Life that'll take place at Independence Mall Visitor Center. And if you still have some energy left after you go to the Pro-Life March and you want to attend a Calyx meeting on Saturday afternoon, Father McKay and a whole bunch of folks will be at St. Francis of Assisi in Springfield for the 4 o'clock Vigil Mass, and then there'll be a Calyx meeting immediately after. And if that weren't enough, coming up in a few weeks is going to be our annual Wake Up America dinner. That's going to be on Sunday, May the 1st, out at the Malvern Retreat House. Sunday, May the 1st, 1:30 to 5:30 p.m. It's one of our two big fundraisers that we have each year, much-needed fundraisers in order to raise money to keep us on the air like we have been for the last 40. So why don't you come out, bring a spouse, maybe even fill a table. It's $55 per person, $100 a couple, or $400 for a table of eight. You can get all the information by downloading the flyer at inhissign.com. If you go to the homepage and scroll to the bottom, there's two links there, one for the flyer, and then we've added sponsorship opportunities this year. Three levels, red, white, and blue. All the details, again, are on the website at the bottom of the homepage. We have just to save the date right now for October the 10th. It'll be our annual golf outing. It's going to take place at Old York Road Country Club in Springhouse, Pennsylvania. That's always a great event. For now, just circle it on your calendar, and we'll roll out more information as the details become available. Let's see. Serenity Retreat is coming up. It's a midweek retreat this year, May 18th to the 20th. Yours truly will be the retreat director for that three-day retreat. Again, it's Wednesday, May 18th at around dinner time until Friday, May 20th at noon. Come on out. It's going to be primarily for women that are in recovery. It is a women's retreat. And you can learn more about it at malvernretreat.com, including registering. Or if you have questions, you can get in touch with the Retreat House at 610-644-0400. That's 610-644-0400. And last but not least, our Matt Talbot Shrine is open in the St. Gabriel Church on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. There's 8:30 daily Mass that you can attend if you get there early. But the shrine is open 9 to 6. Great time of year to make a pilgrimage there. Some of the most beautiful stations of the cross I've ever seen. So make a pilgrimage. Come down. Plan to spend some time. If you are going to come down, get in touch with Father or I through the Our House Ministries website. We'd be more than happy to walk across the street from the ministry and meet you in church. We could give you perhaps a brief tour and what have you. So we can also use some help down there in trying to keep it open. And much like adoration, where people take a holy hour, we can use people to support us by, you know, taking an hour each week, either on Tuesday or Thursday, in order to help us keep that shrine open and have people there. All right, that's enough for just the whole show, I think, Father. But if that weren't enough, let's get started with some prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
And the following is the prayer for Matt Talbot's canonization, Matt being one of the patrons of this show. Lord, in your servant, Matt Talbot, You have given us a wonderful example of triumph over addiction, of devotion to duty, and of lifelong reverence of the Holy Sacrament. May his life of prayer and penance give us courage to take up our crosses and follow in the footsteps of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, if it be your will that your beloved servant should be glorified by your church, make known by your heavenly favors the power he enjoys in your sight. We ask this through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
O Mary, conceived without sin.
Pray for us who have recourse to thee.
O Mary, conceived without sin.
Pray for us who have recourse to thee.
O Mary, conceived without sin.
Pray for us who have recourse to thee and for all those who do not have recourse to thee, especially the enemies of Holy Church and those recommended to you.
May the divine assistance remain always with us.
And may the souls of the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Amen.
Amen. Our Lady of Recovery and St. Joseph.
Pray for us.
Venerable Matt Talbot and St. Monica.
Pray for us.
St. Maximilian Kolbe and St. Mark G.
Pray for us.
St. John of God.
Pray for us.
St. Michael Gabriel Rayfield.
Pray for us.
Francis and Claire.
Pray for us.
And all the angels and saints.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, this is a one-hour call-in show. Anybody can call in and join in the conversation. The number's 610-527-2906. That's 610-527-2906. Or if you're listening from a distance, perhaps through our website at inhissign.com, you can reach us at 888-34-FAITH, 888-343-2484. We particularly want your calls for our Is That Odd or Is That God segment. We'll have when we come back from the break at the bottom of the hour. We'll give out the phone numbers again throughout the show. But if God's touched you in a particular way in the last couple of weeks, we'd love to hear from you right around the bottom of the hour. We'll get you on when we come back from the break. We are currently in the third week of Lent, and one saint today, St. Turibius of Mogrovejo. And on Friday, we're going to celebrate the Annunciation of our Lord. And so we thought we would spend our time today talking about the Annunciation and taking your calls. And we thought we'd kick it off by reading the gospel that you're going to hear at Mass on Friday. The gospel's taken from the first chapter of St. Luke's Gospel, verses 26 to 38. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting that might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who is called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The gospel of the Lord. And praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And again, that's going to be the gospel that you hear on Friday for the Mass celebrating the solemnity of the Annunciation of the Lord. And Father, before we can even get into the conversation.
I heard the phone ring.
You heard the phone ring. We got Eric on the line. Hello, Eric.
Hello there.
How are you?
Hi, Eric.
I've been better.
What's going on?
Adult son caught up in the fentanyl.
Yeah.
And just been a real battle for us, my wife and I. He's signed himself out of the numerous rehabs and just an ongoing misery that we're experiencing. lost his job and his apartment and his vehicle, and now he's with us, and it's, you know, we're just trying to do everything we can to talk him into getting help, and it's been a real struggle.
And Eric, you're not alone. The father and I, we see it so much, especially these days. I mean, it just continues to grow and grow. It's worse, I think, than the pandemic that, you know, we called COVID-19, and you know, the fentanyl just continues to pour over the southern border, and it's tough to see where the end is. And so many of our young people. How old is he, Eric?
He's 31.
Okay, so he's not a kid, but
no, he's been dabbling with drugs for a lot of years. I mean, it's just that now the fentanyl is just probably, you know, 8 months or so, and that's really what's been taking a toll.
Yeah, and that's what it does, and it's so addictive, it's so cheap, and you know, we've got people, you know, story after story, even people that get into recovery for a while and end up going back out again. You know,
sure.
I'm sure Father's got other advice for you, but, you know, and we'll certainly pray together. But, you know, the thing I encourage parents to do is to pray for the stranger. We want him to hit bottom, but not, you know, not the ultimate bottom, one that he can certainly recover from. And, you know, we support them, but, you know, try not to enable them. And that's probably the hardest thing, mm-hmm. because especially when it's our own kids, you know, you don't want to see them suffer. And that can be rather difficult. But I always say to, you know, that we pray for the stranger, because chances are they're not going to listen to mom and dad or brothers and sisters that when it comes to the, you know, their issue, especially if you're not an addict or an alcoholic yourself. And, you know, that sometimes it's really hard to understand the mind of the addict.
Yeah.
You know, he thinks it's going to be different when he does it. He just wants to get to a point where he gets some relief but doesn't cause any harm. He thinks he's only hurting himself and nobody else.
Yeah.
And
that's so true.
Yeah, and it's hard. But my experience has been that it's usually, you know, somebody that God will put in his path that you know, we pray that the light bulb comes on and that he does that. He reaches out for help, accepts God's grace, and you know, seeks out the help that he really needs. It's usually not the God thing right away. It'll be something else, but hopefully it leads him back to God, because ultimately he's the one that, and the only one that can help us with this addiction. Father, you have a comment?
Padre Pio miracle every day.
There you go.
Yeah. Hi, Eric. You said he's been in and out of rehabs?
No, he was in rehab years ago, but, you know, he was a very functional addict, working and for a number of years. But once he got a hold of fentanyl, maybe 8-10 months ago, I don't know.
Yeah, and you say he's home with you, right?
A different ball game.
He's still active with the fentanyl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's not, I guess, not going to any meetings or anything, right?
No, nothing.
Yeah, and I, you know, I feel for you. You know, it is a sickness. It really is. But you get as sick as he is, maybe even sicker, you know. And
absolutely.
Your wife and all. And, you know,
it's hard to live
Ken's
like
right
that.
To pray for that moment of truth, you know, that he comes to his senses and gets the help that he needs. You know, we have our meetings here. You know, a lot of people in recovery, they all tell their God stories and always try to, you know, get someone to a meeting, an AA meeting, NA meeting, or even our Calyx Society. But I'm sorry, you know, get to the meetings. But our go-tos, like Ken was talking about, the prayers, you know. I often think of St. Monica, who was an alcoholic, who prayed for her son for years, and he becomes a saint.
Yeah.
Venerable Matt Talbot, who had his moment of truth. 16 years alcoholic. Mark G., a drug addict all of his life and becomes a saint in the church, you know, St. John of God. You know, the prayers, you know, sometimes it gives you your own serenity and peace of mind.
Yeah.
But how's his behavior at home?
He just, you know, he'll go 2 days and it'll be extremely quiet. and then he'll go off for the third day.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's when he'll, you know, explode.
Yeah. Could I just ask for his first name?
That's died down a bit, but it's a pattern of 2 or 3 days, and then he has to have.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, and it's just, it's so rough on all of us. But I, you know, just kind of, I don't think the only way he could get in there is maybe like a court order thing. It comes down to that one day.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, it'll take something, I think, a little bit more serious for that to happen. But, you know, we never know. We'll take whatever God throws at us as long as, you know,
exactly.
we can get him the help that he needs.
Yeah,
so,
it's just the system is really against us
yep.
in a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know if we'll talk about it today or not, but, you know, this whole idea of safe injection sites, which looks like it may ultimately happen here in Philly, the cards are absolutely stacked against us. But, you know, we continue to fight the good fight.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I don't know if it helps at all that he never injected. You know, he's just snorting, but I don't know. I guess who knows.
Yeah. I think Father asked, if you don't mind, just his first name, and Father will offer a prayer for him and you and the entire family.
Sure, C. I go by C.
C, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
Eric. C for now. I mean,
also, just, you know, I was just thinking, too, about your family. Like sometimes a family intervention to sit down with them, to talk to them.
Yeah,
like if his behavior was real erratic and you felt that he was really suicidal or, you know, really violent, you could do that 302 and, you know, go to a crisis center and have them evaluate it. And, you know, that's like a last resort. So hard to do.
Yeah, we've done the 302, yeah.
But in the meantime,
we've been through
a lot of prayer, trusting God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate your prayers.
Just say a prayer right now for C, okay?
Definitely.
Yeah, name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit,
Amen.
Jesus, you're the divine healer, psychotherapist. You know where we all hurt and where to touch. You are the doctor of mind, body, and soul, and we just trust you, Lord, to reach out that healing hand of yours to see. Bring him to his senses and lead him to get the help that he really needs. And just bless him, especially all those around him, his parents, his family members, Lord, because we know how much of a sickness is. It's the worst sickness of all because it's a sickness not only of body but also mind and spirit as well. So, Lord, just through your priesthood, bless C and just embrace him and give him that hope he needs and help him to take the steps that he needs to take for that healing grace of yours, that peace and joy that he can't find anywhere else. Bless him and all those who suffer with addictions, all addicts, Lord, free them all. Free them all with that hope and that new life, that abundant life of yours that no one can find in a syringe or a pill or a joint or a bottle anywhere else, but only in you. So, Lord, bring that truth that will set C free and bless him, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We'll be praying for you too, Eric. God bless you.
Yeah. Hey,
thank
Eric.
You very much, and Father.
Yeah. Yeah, Eric, before I let you go, I'm going to put you back on hold, and Maureen's going to pick up and give you the number for the ministry. In case you know, something happens, you have questions, or Eric actually reaches out for help and I can help him in any way, I'd be more than happy to talk to him.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right. God bless you now.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, Ken. I think about how many people out there are listening in the same situation, too, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So prevalent.
Yeah, and it's crazy. And, you know, not a young guy. I mean, young enough. I mean, 31, he's a little more than half my age, but he's got a whole life ahead of him, and so many of our young people do, if they can they can just find their way to get a few days under their belt without it, and realize that they can they can be happy, they can be successful, they can be filled with joy without the drug. So
yeah, so you know, like I know, Ken, you get frustrated. You wish you had a magic wand. You wave it over everybody.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work that way.
Well, if the warning, the chastisement comes, maybe that'll wake some people up. We'll see. But in the meantime, you know, we just keep putting one foot in front of the other and you know, be there whenever folks reach out for help. And, you know, do the best we can to provide
it. Do your best, and God will do the rest.
Amen. All right. Well, we got about 4 minutes left before we go to the break. So, like I said, we're plan is to talk about the Annunciation. And the Feast of the Annunciation is now recognized as a solemnity and was first celebrated in the 4th or 5th century. And its central focus, of course, is the Incarnation, and that's God becoming one of us. And, you know, as you know, thinking about this and thinking about Eric and C, and this is the answer to all of our problems. God knew from the beginning of time that he was going to send his Son as our Redeemer. And, you know, it's through Jesus Christ that we are redeemed and, you know, able to be brought back into the fold regardless of any sins committed, the harms we've done to other people, that Jesus Christ is there and waiting for us. And the only other comment I wanted to make was, you know, we come up with the date March 25th because you count backwards from Christmas exactly 9 months. And I started last year celebrating my own Annunciation or my own conception, which would be September 10th. My siblings think it's kind of odd, kind of weird, maybe even kind of gross to even think about. But, you know, we were all conceived at one point, and so it's only fitting that we think about the unborn in light of the Annunciation, and probably the reason why the pro-life march here in Philadelphia is going to take place on Saturday the 26th, the day after. So I got a couple of minutes, Father, if you want to start, and then we'll...
Yeah, you know, I was thinking maybe we'll carry this over.
Yeah.
I still have C on my mind and Eric. And I was just thinking with this whole gospel here, you know, Ken, where Mary asks the question, how can this be? It's like the impossible, you know. And the answer from Gabriel, you know, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And you know, I took that to heart a few times, you know, because sometimes I feel myself in impossible situations, difficulties. How am I going to get out of this one? And I often think of that, you know, that only God is the answer. Only God is the solution. And he does have our backs, and he's right there with us always. And we need to turn our hearts to him. I think of baptism, Ken, right, and our confirmation. We have this power within us, this Holy Spirit, with all the fruits and all the gifts and everything that our heart aches for. I call confirmation like the forgotten sacrament, that all we need to do is really unleash these powers within us. Think of that second step, came to believe in that power that we were talking about last night. And that power is the Holy Spirit, it's God himself. And I was thinking that Mary is showing us that here, you know, this impossible situation, for nothing will be impossible for God, nothing. And sometimes addicts feel so hopeless, you know, they get to the point of even suicide. But there is God, so intimate, so close. Just have to turn our hearts to him, and it's a game changer, Ken. And just trust the Lord to send that Spirit to overpower us and bring that light into our darkness, grace into our sinfulness, new life, abundant life into our misery and pain and suffering. So I was thinking of seeing an Eric... And, you know, how the gospel today will apply to that situation. That how can this be, Lord? How am I going to take care of my son? How is this going to happen? It seems so impossible. Well, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. I just wanted to add that, Ken, before we talk about the Annunciation Incarnation.
Yeah.
You know, the Holy Spirit took us down another path here, Ken.
You want to make God laugh, just make plans, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Make God laugh, tell him your plans.
All right. Well, I want to give out the phone numbers because we are going to have to take a break. If God's touched you in a particular way in the last couple of weeks and you want to witness to our listeners, we'd certainly appreciate the call. The number's 610-527-2906, 610-527-2906, or call toll-free 888-343-2484. And before we go to the break, I just want to pray the prayer to Venerable Matt Talbot, patron for help overcoming addictions. God of mercy, we confidently cry out to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who ministered to all who come to him in faith. Through the powerful intercession of your servant, Venerable Matt Talbot, give your strength to all your children who are bound by the chains of alcohol and drug addiction. Enfold them in your love and bless them with the gift of true peace. Lord, look with compassion on all who have lost health, relationship, careers, and freedom due to alcoholism and drug addiction. Give them the assurance of your unfailing mercy and strengthen them in the work of recovery. To friends and family who care for them, grant patient understanding and a love that perseveres. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. I think the Holy Spirit inspired you for that prayer, Ken.
I think so, too. All right, we're going to take a short break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Linda Purcell. I listen to In His Sign Catholic Radio every chance I get. Kathleen convicts me with the words of our Lord. Kathleen lives in His love, and for me, just the opportunity to listen to her is my road to Emmaus. My heart is burning for our Lord Jesus. I am set on fire each time I tune in to In His Sign Catholic Radio. Why don't you give it a try, too?
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We often think of the scripture where the disciples were walking to Emmaus, where they said, "Were not our hearts burning within us as Jesus spoke to us on the road?" As we travel along the road together in our Archdiocese of Philadelphia and Camden Diocese, we thank God for our loyal circle of family and friends. Please consider sponsoring one of our new programs in the name of your parish priest, family member, or friend. It would be a beautiful way of helping us to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Give us a call at 610-527-2906 or visit us on the web at inhissign.com.
And welcome back to Saints and Sinners. Your host, Ken Johnston, and Father Douglas McCain. Again, we want to praise and thank God for all of our listeners and all that you do for us, both your financial and prayerful support that's kept us on the air for some 40 years. We just ask you to continue to do what you can to keep us on the air so we can bring you shows like today's. And we got Frank on the line. Hello, Frank.
Yes.
How are you, pal? All
right, is this Ken or Father Doug?
Both. This is Ken and Father's.
Talking right now.
Yeah. Ken, I'm sorry.
I want to say hi to both of you. I haven't heard you for a couple of years, and a mutual friend, Captain Lou. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, Frank. It's been a while. Good to hear you.
Yes, I had on Relevant Radio. I'm sorry, the Chapel of Divine Mercy on Relevant Radio, and then I switched it. I haven't heard about Doug and Ken for a real long time, and I had to come in. I had to tune in. A little nervous here. I've been on Father Doug. I'm really bummed out. Oh, boy. I got a lot of medical problems, and they can't fix it. They're trying, but I tried everything. It's not working. I can't take it no more. I don't want to be here. I'm not suicidal. I just want to die. I just hope something happens. But my problems aren't fatal. They're just annoying as hell. I can't see, I can't walk. I can walk, but barely. I drag my feet. I also have digestion problems. No matter what I eat, I swallow up like a balloon. It's just miserable. I hate it. I'm also a little bottom drunk, but I've been sober for a couple of years. I'm not drinking. I don't want to, but sometimes I want to. Therefore, I have enough nerve to take myself out.
Yeah. Now, Frank, I remember talking to you a few years back, and Captain Lou put you in touch with us. Father, have you talked to Frank in the past? I think you might have.
Oh, yeah. I remember Frank very well.
Yeah.
I understand that. Pray all the time. I do that. I'm out of options. Father Doug, I want hope to be more in the street in Philadelphia. But it's not. That's all it is the street in Philadelphia. There's no hope when they can't figure things out. And I try pretty much everything.
Yeah. No, I hear you, Frank. And I've always heard your struggling, your difficulties, your pain. And I'm just amazed that you go on. You still go on. You know, you have faith that continues through it all. And yeah, you are suffering.
I hate to interrupt.
And, you know, listen
everyone
to me, Frank. You
me.
Always
I'm
interrupt. Listen,
tired
I want you to listen.
Going. I'm tired.
Listen
of it.
To me, Frank. Okay? Because I've talked to you throughout the years. I remember you very well, and I'm telling you the truth. You know, you can't go on. You can't fix it. This brings you to the Lord God Himself. There is no other way. He is the only way. He's given you the strength to persevere throughout these years. You know, and there's an inner life. There's an inner life, and that's where you find peace and joy. You know, I remember, I know, are you totally blind now, Frank?
Father Doug, I saw my doctor in September because he told me to come down to Penn Presby to ER because I had an incident where I lost it completely. At best, I mean, on a good day, I got 5% vision, and that's not even clear. That's like very blurry at best. Sometimes it's zero, from zero to 5%.
Yeah. Now, I just wanted to tell you this story. You know, it was about one of the saints in Ireland, St. Bridget, and she was with a woman who was blind, and it was a beautiful day, Frank, and they're looking out at Ireland at all the beauty, the greenery and the beauty of Ireland, and the brooks and the birds are singing and chirping and the beautiful birds, and she asked the Lord to give her friend her eyesight, and Jesus said, okay, and gave her eyesight, and she could see the beauty. But you know what this blind lady said afterwards? She said to St. Bridget, would you ask the Lord to take away my eyesight again? Because I was looking at something more beautiful inside me. And that's the presence of God, Frank. And he's calling you inward. You know, Helen Keller, who was both deaf and blind, couldn't hear. She said, the most beautiful things in life are not what we see with our eyes or hear with our ears, but what we experience with our hearts. That's where the beauty of God lies. And the Lord is drawing you inward, Frank. He loves you, and he's been carrying you throughout all these years. I think you're a victim soul myself. You've been through so much suffering, so much pain. But yet, you persevere, and you have the faith. You keep calling. You keep reaching. You're seeking. You're searching. But God is seeking and searching you more, Frank. And just keep holding on. Don't ever give up. Where there's light, there's always hope. And live in that hope. Live in that faith and that love of God who's always with you, Frank.
I know, Father.
You hear me?
You said hope again. I told you. It's only street in Philadelphia right now. I used to have hope, but I'm out of hope now because there's nothing left. Everything's been exhausted. I know what you're saying about the Ireland. I get it. But right. That's for someone. That's not for me. It doesn't apply to me, all those things. I'm different. Not because I'm drunk. I think everyone's different. Now I'm sober for a while. Mm-hmm. I was doing so good when this happened. I'm not supposed to be in this place. God wants me doing what I was doing before. I'll be good at it. Yeah. I went back. I was helping people.
Yeah.
Not giving up myself.
Well, God's maybe put you in a spot where you need the help of other people, and it gives them the opportunity to get the same joy that you felt when you helped other people. You can now allow them to experience that the joy of helping you. Sometimes that's hard. Sometimes our pride gets in the way. I know I'm guilty of that. Where I'd rather do things myself sometimes than ask for help and allow, you know, give people an opportunity to experience that joy. But God's allowing this to happen for some reason, Frank. Mm-hmm. And
hey,
there's...
Ken and Dr. Doug, I'm sorry. I understand you're both being very generous with your time, but I'm going to let you go because I know you were talking about something else. I just had to call you to talk to you.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. I'm going to listen to the rest of the program. But I understand what you're trying to say.
Yep.
I still don't get it. I appreciate it, but... I don't think it applies to me because it's not what I need. That doesn't boost my spirits, all those things. I tried them before. It kept me going for this point. I'm past that point.
Frank, thanks for calling in.
Thanks again.
I hear a lot of pride. I want to do. What does God want for you? And that's where you'll find your peace, your fulfillment in your heart. And I know you don't want to hear those things, but that's the truth, Frank. You know, surrender. That's the big word. Surrender to the will of God. You'll find the peace. God will carry you. All right. Well, God bless you, Frank. You're in our prayers.
Yeah, you're in our prayers. And Kathleen's got some of the best prayer warriors around, and we'd ask them all to offer a prayer for Frank and keep Frank in your prayers that he finds that hope that he needs to keep fighting a good fight. Thanks, Frank. It is good to hear your voice, pal. It's been a while. Hang in there.
God bless, Frank.
All right.
Yeah, Frank called in a lot.
Yeah,
friend of Captain Lou, police officer at one time.
Yeah, no, good friend of good friend of the ministry and Franny Raff and.
Yep. Yep.
You know,
try to give him hope. You know, turn to the Lord. Where else can he go? There's no other place to go but to the Lord Himself.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So Frank was it for calls over the break. Don't know if you have any odd or God yourself, Father.
No.
All right. Well, we got about 18 minutes left, so we can continue to talk about the Annunciation.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, you know what hit me here? Hail, full of grace. That word hail, who else gets that in the scriptures? You know, Angel Gabriel knows who he's talking to. He's talking to his queen of all the angels. And go back to Zechariah. Remember when Zechariah, Angel Gabriel, appeared to him and told him the same story, and he asked the question, how can this be? My wife is older. And Gabriel said, who do you think you're talking to? I'm Gabriel. And because you're questioning me, that you're going to be deaf, you know, you're going to not be able to talk. You're going to be dumb. And yet, you know, Mary asks the same question here, but he doesn't say anything to them. You know, how can this be? Well, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. He knows who he's talking to. And I think that really brings us to that, Ken, that this is the Mother of God. This is the Blessed Mother, you know, the new Eve, the new Eve, the Mother of all the living. And this word, full of grace, I mean, she hasn't conceived yet. Full of grace. You know, when you look at the paintings of the Annunciation, we got a beautiful painting in St. Gabriel's. You know, it's like the light coming down. Like all of a sudden, Jesus, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, is going to descend now through this light and go right into the womb of Mary. But not so. You know, she's full of grace. She's by her Immaculate Conception. She's already full of God. The Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit abides in her. She's full of grace. You know, she's already holding the second person of the Trinity. So at her word, yes, the word becomes flesh, right from within her, and takes flesh. And there it is, you know. I mean, do we know, this mystery, it's a dual feast, really. You know, we call it the Annunciation, but the emphasis here, Ken, is really on the word becoming flesh, the incarnation, that God becomes one of us. You know, I mean, it's just, what a condescension there, this humility of God, that he comes and takes life at the very beginning of conception, where our lives begin. And now he's one of us forever. And why does he become one of us is because God, like all the saints, St. John of the Cross and St. Augustine, that God became man so that man may become God by participation. And I don't really know if we grasp that who we really are, where we come from, where we're going, where we belong. You know, we're already divinized in a very real sense in baptism. You know, God takes dwelling within us. And it's a process all along the way, one heartbeat, one step. You know, this life is so short, you know, compared to all eternity. We're on our way to see this beautiful vision of God, this beatific vision. And like the saints said, and I really do, think about all those who really suffer so much, like Frank himself, that, you know, in the end, when we come home, all the sufferings that we did, all the crosses that we did carried, you know, all the trials and tribulations, it's a drop in the bucket compared to what we're going to receive for all eternity. For all eternity. And like the Elizabeth Ann Seton said, we won't know until we're in heaven the blessings of our crosses in life, what they were, if we just surrender to those crosses and embrace the cross. And we know there's no longer a cross because we embrace the crucified one, and it becomes a great joy there. But this Annunciation, Ken, there's no greater condescension than God becoming a man, becoming one of us. Like if you had the power and I had the power to become an ant, which we wouldn't, It's a creature becoming a creature. This is the Creator becoming a creature so that we may become like forever and ever the Creator, God Himself, by participation, equal with God. I mean, I don't know if we grasp all of this, who we are. And yeah, life is difficult. It really is, you know. But eternal life is so beautiful and forever, the glory that we're going to receive. And we need to really hold on to that hope, you know, the anticipation. You know, we're going home. You know, we're no more crying, no more tears, you know, total complete healing, just one with God for all eternity. And that's what this Annunciation incarnation tells me, that we too become God, you know, by participation, because God became one of us for that very reason, that we may become one with Him, immortal, incorruptible, like the angels can.
Amen. And we actually have another Frank on the line. Hello, Frank.
Hi. Frank from South Philly. I just want to follow up on the other Franks. As you could hear, the sense of a kind of despair. Well, today at church, Father came down and was about to give his sermon, and had the kids were only in preschool, and a little girl raised her hand, and Father did something fantastic. He said, "Yeah, you know," he let her ask the question, and this, I'm going to say maybe 4-year old, maybe she wanted to know, I don't have the question right, but it was something like, why do I listen to Jesus? You know, and the voice, sound of her voice just reflected the voice of Frank. There was kind of a, this kid was actually asking, I thought, an incredible question, you know. And it just came from the voice of a 3-year-old. And I thought it was very, very powerful. And Father gave an answer. And, you know, somehow I thought it was an impossible question to answer unless you're going to show with power. You know, we can talk about God, but unless there's some power going on, our kids aren't going to get it. And I think Paul said that, you know, you know, the words are fine, do the words, you know, but if there's no power, the words don't mean enough. Like, I rarely listen to Kathleen, but I did yesterday, and I heard the simplicity, but I also heard the reference to power.
Amen.
You know, of miracles. You know, not that she's glorifying in them, but I think just like Frank and this little girl, there has to be a demonstration of power. And I think that's a promise from the gospel. I haven't seen it, but I believe it should be available. Excuse me for running on, but that's thanks for letting me ramble.
Yeah, no problem, Frank. And if I may want to comment, but I just want to say that, you know, one of the beauties of being in the ministry that we're in, as much struggle as we see, like we heard earlier in the show with Eric and his son, we get, you know, not as often as we'd like, but we get to see that power. We get to see people come into recovery and the light bulb go on, and they develop a relationship with Christ through their, you know, through the Catholic Church. And so the power's out there. We need to find ways to let people know that it's there, and then tell them how that they can tap into it. And the best ways, of course, you know, if you were at Mass this morning, that's the number one way to tap into that power. You know, and then, you know, of course, everything that the church has to offer, especially prayer. Father?
Yeah. You know, Frank was using the word power, but it's revelation that the Lord has to really touch our hearts and reveal Himself to us. And He does that so much in the little ones. You know, the kingdom of God is as such. And, you know, I was just holding Ken, Frank, my little nephews, and they just born. And I was holding one, and
wow.
The arms are wagging, you know, and it's like the little Gavin here. He's trying to say something to me, you know, and he's frustrated. I can see him getting frustrated. And I really think that he's trying to tell me something. Hey, I just came from God. I just saw God, and I'm starting this life, this journey, and I'm trying to say, Gavin, calm down. I know what you're trying to say, you know, but you can just see God in these little ones. It's like the purity and the innocence. And you know, just looking at the little ones, you know, as a priest and talking to first graders and second graders, they got it. You know, somehow along the line we lose it. You know, but they're so pure-hearted. And I just think of a, you know, one story comes to mind. It was a little toddler that came into the Pink Sisters where I was making adoration, the Pink Sisters on Green Street, the Chapel of Divine Love. And it was around Christmas time, and this little one is coming in, and he's all excited. He got a toy truck from Santa Claus, and he's so excited, and he's, you know, hopping, skipping, and making noise coming down the aisle, and the grandmother's trying to shh, keep quiet, it's Jesus. And he gets between the bars, and he holds the truck through the bars. He says, "Look, Jesus, look what Santa Claus brought me, this truck," you know. And the grandmother is all, you know, people are trying to pray. She's dragging the little one out, and he's hollering, "Goodbye, Jesus, goodbye, Jesus." But somehow their hearts are touched, you know, with this revelation. And that's what our Lord says. As we get older, we get so filled with our pride and egos, and we start questioning things. And the Lord says, just keep my commandments, and whoever does, I will reveal myself, and the Father and I will come. We don't grow without revelation, but we have to be open to revelation, too, and obedient to the Lord. And boy, does he really reveal himself. He'll knock us off our feet again and again. But, yeah, it's wonderful to see the honesty, like Frank that called in and the little girl. You know, but I bet you she had a lot of beautiful experiences, too, because that's why she's hungry again and thirsty again. You know, she had something, and maybe she lost it, and she wants it back.
Like Frank was talking, I mean, he's lost something, you know, hope, whatever. But, like, there was a hint of that in the girl's voice. Maybe I'm reading into it. Yeah. But I think that it doesn't survive unless it sees the power outside.
Right, revelation.
And I think our words aren't enough.
Yep.
I think good words aren't enough.
No.
Very
words
good.
Will
short. Yeah. All right, Frank.
You know. All right.
Appreciate the call. Thank you.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
All right, now. That's the Frank that came in, Ken.
Yep.
Remember? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, and we got another caller on the line. Hello, Agnes.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Father.
Hi, Agnes.
Hi, Father. Father, I was on retreat with you at the Woman of Fire.
Ah.
That was a great retreat, wasn't it?
It was wow, right? Without words.
Yes. What I'm calling about today is this morning I was at Mass, and I saw a couple there that I usually talk to every now and then. And so I went over, I'm running out to go to work, but today somehow the Lord prompts me to stop and say hello to them, so I did. So we exchanged a few little things, and then I found out, and I hope they're listening right now, because I asked them to tune in today to you, Father, and to Ken. They're struggling, and you can see the pain in their eyes and their face about their son, Kristen, who is struggling with an opioid addiction. And I just want to ask you to keep them in prayer and keep their son in prayer, because they're good, holy people that love the Lord. And what a struggle. I don't need to tell you what it's all about, but just the pain in their eyes and their face that, you know, they're just, it's just such a road. It's such a Calvary for them that they need a Simon and Cyrene right now.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, Agnes, appreciate the call. Father, you want to offer a prayer for Kristen?
Yeah. Thanks, Agnes. And
okay.
You know, it just shows the mystical body, like, just one of us hurts, we all hurt. And just listening that story, like, I'm hurting for the parents. You know, we're all afflicted, you know. But the Lord's in the midst of all this suffering and pain. And we must go to God. I think, Ken, when we were with Cardinal Regali and we went on to that that day, you know, with all the different addictions and all, and we went to Mass, and Cardinal Regali, he said some words that rang in our hearts, all of our hearts. We must go to God. We must go to God. And there we find peace and strength, and we grow in our struggles, and we just keep turning our children over to God the Father, because they're more his children than our children, really. But a prayer for Kristen. Lord Jesus, we come to you again, and there are so many of us suffering, so many ways, heavy crosses everywhere we turn, especially with these addictions, this fentanyl, these drugs, Satan's tools himself. Lord, we just we ask you just to intervene to all of our hearts, but the hearts of those who suffer and parents who suffer along with them. Give them the moment of truth, Christian. Get the help that he needs to know that power within him, that revelation that you want to show him who he is, and just to bless him and the parents as well and all of us, Lord. Keep us all close to your heart, especially those who suffer so much with addiction. Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen.
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 Thanks, Agnes.
Thank you so much. God bless.
All right, you too, Agnes.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I know. Life is fragile. Handle it with prayer.
Prayer, man. You got it. You got it. And, you know, the calls today are, they're different. I mean, they're folks that we never heard from or hearing from, haven't heard from in quite a while. And, you know, you can just hear the pain and the voices and the suffering that's out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it, in some ways it breaks your heart, but we know that the miracle's out there, that, that God can fix this, that, we need to tap into that power. And, you know,
maybe our radio show is going a different direction, Ken.
Well, it looks that way. It looks that way. I don't know how much we're going to get in on the enunciation here. We got about 2.5 minutes left. So no callers on the line. Our guest for the 5 o'clock hour is on the line, but no calls for this for the show. So if you want to take the last 2 minutes.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, Ken, it's just how much time we have?
2 minutes.
Oh, 2 minutes. Well, let me end with a story then. I think about Christ. He brings the light into our darkness, grace into our sinfulness, and even life into death itself. And then the story is about a little boy, and he gets lost in the woods, and his father has a, you know, a birthday party for him, and he's lost in the woods after school, and it gets dark, and he's afraid. He doesn't want to go home. He sits under a tree, and there's lightning and thunder, and the father sends his older brother, his older son, out with the dog Rex. Go get, find your brother. And so the dog sniffs him down and finds him under the tree, and the brother has a flashlight, and he says, come on, follow me home. And the little boy grabs the brother by the coattails and Rex, and they shine the light all throughout the way, the forestry and the way home, and the snakes, you know, they shrivel off, and all these animals, wild animals, are afraid of the light. And finally, he gets home to the father, and there's a big party, and the birthday party for the little boy, and everything's okay. And I think of that story where God the Father sends his son, the light of the world, Jesus, our big brother. We got to take hold of him, be close to him, and follow him. He's the light of the world. There's no other way. He is the way, the truth, and the life, Ken, to follow the Lord. This God who becomes one of us, who takes our flesh, who takes our humanity into his divinity, and all is well, Ken. All is well.
Amen. All right, Father, we get your blessing before we go.
Name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
God, our Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, for becoming one of us so that we may be one with you for all eternity in your eternal family. And all the callers who are called today, Lord, who are really struggling and seeking and searching, give them revelation. Give them that power. Let them know your divine presence and lead them to victory, lead them to the light, to healing graces, to your transforming love. And bless us all, especially all of us who suffer the most. The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Mother Mary, Saint Joseph, all the angels and saints, pray
for us.
Amen. Yeah.
All right, Father, thanks so much. For our listeners, I'd ask you to stay with us in the 5 o'clock hour. Our guest is going to be talking about a movie that's actually going to be presented at a film festival over in New Jersey this coming weekend called Hollywood Priest, Father Bud Kaiser. It should be a great interview. I'd ask you to stick around. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Thanks, Father.
Thanks, Ken. God bless everyone.